Morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGiulio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on Bell, followed at 6 o'clock with your morning drive and Steve Cochran. Okay, my next guest has an incredible story to tell. He has written a book called Relentless. Seven marathons, seven continents, 7 days. His name is Dr. David Gething, and he is the winner of the 2015 World Marathon Challenge, in which he ran seven marathons in 7 days on seven different continents. And it all took place over the course of, I believe, 168 hours. And he chronicled the experience of this in a book called Relentless, which is available now. We have a link on our Facebook page if you want to check it out, facebook.com/Nick D Show. This is incredible stuff, and we're going to get some firsthand stories about what it's like to do this. And we welcome David Gething to the show. David, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on. Much appreciated.
What an incredible story. Let's start at the beginning. You were not, according to this book, you were not a very sort of sports guy originally.
I think that's probably saying it, putting it mildly, being very flattering. I had a great time, but I was certainly the party guy. A lot of drinking, a lot of smoking, about, I don't know, what, 65, 70 pounds overweight. So, yeah, not at all a sports guy.
Okay. So when did you start to think that maybe did you want to just get in shape? Did you want to stop the lifestyle that you had?
Look, I think probably underneath it all, I knew I had to. But for me, the moment came just before my first daughter was born. And my wife caught me smoking after I'd told her I'd stopped. And she sort of sat me down and said, look, you know, take a bit of a look at yourself. And is this what you want to be as a role model for your daughter? And when she said that, I figured maybe it's time for a change. Yeah,
that would do it. That is a life changing moment. And now, what did you do? I find it fascinating. First of all, I want to get to obviously the story about the marathons and everything, but I find it fascinating that you live in Hong Kong and you're a veterinarian surgeon.
Yeah, you could have told me. I got to say, when I first accepted the job over here, I didn't even realize there were dogs and cats over here. But I tell you what, some of the most pampered pooches and pussycats you've ever seen. It's actually a great place to work. I only really do dogs and cats and a few sort of funny things like the occasional tortoise or snake or lizard. But they certainly love creatures. I can say that much.
And it's just interesting that, you know, it's just such an original, like, when I found out when I was reading this that you were actually a veterinarian surgeon in Hong Kong, for some reason I found that to be fascinating. Where are you originally from, David?
So I grew up in Sydney in Australia and went to university in Perth in Australia and then moved here. But I got a terrible accent because my parents were English, so I never really got a good accent from anywhere. Yep.
All right. Well, listen, so you decided you were going to quit smoking, you were going to get in shape because of the birth of your first child, and that seems to be a great reason to do that. Now, did you just start working out at that point and work your way up to, like, maybe your first marathon? How did that happen?
Oh, look, I got to tell you, it's not easy, right? And you read these sort of stories about these guys who go out and go for a run, and it was just the greatest thing they ever did, That was not me. You know, I went out for a run for a couple of hundred feet and I felt puffed and out of breath. So it was a bit of a long haul, but you know, you have these targets in your head and you get a little bit, you know, you run for half a mile and then you can run for a mile and you do more and more. I mean, I was lucky enough to fall in with a group of local guys as well who are real sort of really into cycling and running. And I don't know, you know, when you make it part of your, your social circle, And your friends are doing it, you sort of get dragged along.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's how it all happened. I mean, but my simple answer to you would be slow and persistent rather than suddenly miraculous change.
Yeah.
It took some work.
Tell me about your first marathon, the very first one that you ran.
Okay, so I mean, I've always been a bit of an idiot. I'll be honest with you. I figured I had to scare myself straight. So I signed up for this 250-kilometer ultramarathon through northern China.
Oh.
I signed up for this before I'd ever run a kilometer.
Oh.
I was not a school athlete. I was not anything at all. I was zero. But in fairness, I had a year to prepare for this ultramarathon, but I figured I needed something tough enough that was going to make me stick to the plan and not weaken. And be, every morning I woke up to be scared about it and think, okay, I've got to get up and train, otherwise I'm not going to be able to do that. But hey, 1 year later, I lined up at the starting line and I made it to the finish line. And I certainly didn't win, but I finished. And you know, then you do that and you think, well, if I can do this, what else can I do? And then sort of try and push the boundaries.
And that first marathon of yours, the ultra marathon that you did, where were you? What was like the conditions on that run?
Oh, it was amazing. So we started in northern China in this place called Kashgar, which is like the old Silk Road, and it's really ancient area. And it's like deserts and dunes. It's actually through the Gobi Desert. So you had to carry all your own supplies. The only thing they provided was water. But you had this backpack and you carry all your own supplies and basically run, let me see, it was like 40 Ks a day, except one of the days was 80 kilometers.
Wow.
But yeah, long, tough run.
Long, tough run. And then how many marathons had you run? Before you did the World Marathon Challenge, how many marathons had you run?
I reckon. I mean, I always like to mix it up a bit. I've done some marathons, I've done some triathlon, done some Ironman. Just marathons alone, I reckon probably in total about 15. I guess maybe 10 to 15. So I wouldn't have called myself an expert by any means.
Have you ever done the one here in our city in Chicago?
I am, and it's funny you mention it because that is exactly what got me started on this trail. They have this thing called the Grand Slam for marathons, and you do all the famous ones in the world, like Chicago, London, you know, Berlin. And I was wanting to tick all of them off, and when I was researching how I could do all these kind of Grand Slam ones, that was kind of what first put the idea in my mind of doing one on each continent. So it's kind of, in a strange way, it's like Chicago Marathon was what got me started on the whole plan.
Is that right? And I'm assuming you've run the Boston Marathon.
I have, yeah. I did Boston in 2014, which was just an amazing experience. It was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
It was the year I also qualified for 2013, which was the year that they had the terrible bombing.
Right, right.
And I wanted to go in 2014. I couldn't make it in 2013 for family reasons. I wanted to go in 2014 to sort of show solidarity and show support.
Right.
And I tell you what, the way those guys just opened up to everybody who was there, and it's just... It was an experience, that one. It was an experience of how good people can be.
I bet it was. Yeah, it sounds great. Okay, so the idea to do this 2015 World Marathon Challenge, which takes place in 7 days, 7 different continents, 7 different marathons. How long has this World Marathon Challenge been around? How long has it been a thing?
So actually, I did the first one in 2015, and they've done one in 2016. I think they've got one planned next year for 2017 as well. So I think the first year we did it was kind of a bit of a tester, but now they sort of found that it's working. I think they're going to try and carry it on every year and keep it going.
Okay, so you were one of the guinea pigs then to do the.
Indeed, I was the guinea pig, but hey, that means it's sort of a bit more exciting because no one quite knows exactly if it's going to work, and there's always a bit of a. You know, it's never been done before kind of feeling, so
yeah.
It makes a bit of more excitement in it all.
Now, explain to everyone what this is now and where it started, and give everybody the rundown so they can understand. It is 7 marathons, 7 days, 7 different continents. Tell me where the starting line was, where the finishing line was, and where it all happened.
Exactly. So we started in Antarctica, fairly near the South Pole, in a place called Union Glacier. From the start line, we had 7 calendar days, which means 168 hours to get from there to the finish line under the Harbour Bridge in Sydney, Australia. And we weren't using any kind of time zones or tricks or anything like that. 168 hours. And marathon in Antarctica, then Chile, then Miami, and then we went to Madrid, to Morocco, to Dubai, and then Australia.
Wow. And this was all done in 168 hours.
Exactly, right? So basically it was run a marathon, jump on a plane, fly to the next place, get changed, run a marathon. I mean, heck, I remember we landed in Miami International Airport. We all ran into the toilet there and got changed in our running gear and then jumped into a couple of SUVs and went straight to the start of the marathon course and ran. And rather got some surprised looks from people around us. These marathon runners suddenly turning up out of nowhere. It was a bit like a Clark Kent to Superman kind of uniform change in the toilet stall.
Right. You guys, it would have been great if you guys could all just go into a phone booth
Exactly, right? Exactly. But no real, I mean, we had a little bit of time, a few hours here and there, but there's no real time to stop and take in the sights or anything like that.
No, because you were running a marathon. Now, was every marathon the same? Was it all like your basic 26 miles? Was it all the same amount?
Exactly. So they're all 26 mile marathons. They were all what they call IAAF certified, which means they're an official, marathon that's been properly tested for distance and so forth. So it's eligible for records and that kind of stuff. They're all proper marathons. They weren't mass participation marathons, so they're all sort of specially set up ones. Just because, for example, you'd arrive at Morocco in 2 o'clock in the morning, and you'd have to run straight away.
Right.
And wait for the Morocco marathon.
Right. So it was just all seven separate marathons were set up exclusively for the people who were participating in the challenge.
Exactly. They had like an IAAF certified official who worked out a course and plotted the course out, and was on hand to make sure it was all done properly. But it was just for the 12 guys and girls who were doing the race.
So it was 12 participants total.
Exactly, 12 people, and there were people from all around the world. I mean, there were people from Australia, from the U.S., me from Hong Kong, mm-hmm. all from Finland, India.
Some very, and I got to say, David, some very interesting people. Some really, really fascinating. And hang on a second, David, we got to take a break, okay, for a commercial. When we come back, I want to talk about some of these people and the relationship you had with it, because it's detailed in the book really, really nicely. So hang on, David, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. David Gething is with us, and he participated in what was called the 2015 World Marathon Challenge. He ran seven marathons in 7 days, seven different continents, 168 hours. Crazy. And we'll get more details about what it was like, how it felt, and some of the other participants, the other 11 participants who were part of it. The book is called Relentless, and it's fascinating and really well written. So we'll take a break, and we'll talk more with David right after we break here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. And my guest right now is Dr. David Gething, who is the winner of the 2015 World Marathon Challenge. He ran seven marathons in 7 days, seven different continents, basically flying around the world, getting off a plane and running a marathon, getting back on a plane, flying around the world, getting off a plane, running in another marathon, all 26 miles each. And the account is written in a terrific book called Relentless. And we welcome David back. David, welcome back, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
All right. Now, how did you and the other 11 people get involved in this, and how did it come down to the 12 of you?
Look, I think when you think about it, to sign up to something like this, you have to be a little bit of an extreme character in one way or the other.
A
little bit extreme characters in our own way, which is actually really good. And you meet these 12 people who you've never met before in your life, but you're thrown in with them for a week, and through thick and thin, and they become, people you shared an experience with, people who you'll never forget. And I got to tell you, if any one of them turned up on my doorstep today, I'd welcome them like a long-lost friend. Mm. It's amazing.
And you only knew them for these 7 days?
Absolutely. We had very brief kind of email conversations beforehand, just all introductions, but I'd never met any of them or had no information about them beforehand.
What was it like to befriend these people and what was the motivations between everybody? There must have been some sort of, you must feel, as you just said, David, you must feel connected forever because of this event.
Well, that's totally right. It was a really interesting experience, and you totally got to the heart of it, that everybody went there looking for something, and some guys went there looking to win, some guys went there looking to do it, some guys went there looking to find something in themselves and what they're capable of, and we probably all of us went for one of those, a combination of those reasons, but at the end of the day, we're thrown in with 12 people or 11 other people who you want to support and you want to help and you want to get through this as a team, but at the same time, you're kind of in competition with, so it's this really dual nature of it all, that you're friends, and yet you were kind of also, you were all trying your hardest to win.
Yeah.
That made it tough. That made it times when you were working hard, and luckily there was never any big problems, but that made it for some interesting group dynamics. That's definitely true.
Did now because of all this traveling, and I guess you didn't, David. I guess you didn't have time for jet lag.
Well, that's actually a great question. I mean, and what my strategy was, as you're right. I mean, it didn't really matter what time of day it was because, I mean, for example, when we were in Antarctica, the marathon started at 11 p.m. at night, and that didn't matter because it's daylight 24 hours a day in Antarctica, so it looks like middle day anyway.
Yeah.
You know, Morocco, we ran at 10 a.m. At 2 a.m. But what I basically did right from the start is set my watch to Sydney time. Mm. That's all that really mattered was getting to that. We had to get to that finish line in 168 hours. So the only time zone I really cared about was the final one. And just sort of got sleep when I could. And, you know, if anyone's ever told you they can't sleep on an airplane, tell them to go and run 7 marathons in a row. And I'd better sleep on an airplane, no worries.
you'll be able to sleep later. Now, how much sleep did you estimate that you got during this 168 hours, 7 days?
I reckon I'd be really lucky if I got 4 to 5 hours a night, on average. And I guess for some of the longer flights, you might get like 9 or 10 hours, but sometimes the flight's pretty short. You only get an hour or two, and then you have to go running again.
Yeah.
I mean, after Madrid, the flight from Madrid to Marrakesh is only about 45 minutes. So it's pretty much run one marathon, get on the plane, go to the next one, sort of start again pretty much.
How many people, if any, didn't make it, David?
Well, that's the amazing thing. 12 started, 12 finished.
That's fantastic.
I think it just shows the strength and determination of every one of those guys and girls out there. You know, it's pretty incredible. And I got to say, by the end of it, we were all, as anyone would be, we were all beat up. Everyone worked hard to finish that thing.
Yeah. Now, you know, tell me about what was the hardest stretch for you? The most challenging part of it.
I mean, every day had a challenge, but for me, certainly the worst one was running in Morocco. I mean, as I mentioned to you before, we landed at 2 o'clock in the morning. It was raining. It was dark. It was cold. And I sort of expected like sunny Sahara dunes and palm trees, and it was nothing like that.
No.
And we were all tired because it was the fifth marathon we were running. And anyway, I got around halfway and I wasn't paying attention, and I landed in a pothole on the right foot.
Oh.
And it twisted with this like sickening crunch. And I'm pretty sure I got a stress fracture in my right ankle. I never had it x-rayed or anything because we couldn't stop for time. I didn't want to let on I was injured. But it swelled like a grapefruit the next day. And I've treated enough fractures as a vet to know what they look like. And it wasn't fully broken, but it was certainly pretty painful to run another couple of marathons after that.
It says here, I just want to read this really quickly from the book. His body was breaking down. In the mirror, he looked 20 years older. His legs were swollen and puffy with the dark tinge of frostbite on the tips of two toes. His right ankle was swollen to the size of a grapefruit. There could be a hairline fracture there as well. His knees couldn't bend. Extreme exhaustion was stirring up despair and self-doubt. Haggard and drawn, this was rock bottom. Running this last marathon was going to be agony, but everything was on the line. That was right before the Australian run, right?
That was pretty tough. And I got to say, I was really lucky because my wife surprised me and flew down from Hong Kong to the starting line. And she looked me up and down, and she said to me, "You look great." And if she hadn't said that, I was feeling so down and out of it. Mm-hmm. But I tell you what, I did that run. I got halfway around it. I was nearly about to drop out, and she met me half. She was smart enough to hire a bicycle and ride halfway out. And she met me on the marathon course.
Yeah.
And for the first time in, I'm going to say, 20 years of marriage, she sat me down and had a man-up talk to me and said, "It's time to put the big boy pants on and stop moaning about your problems and get this done and get to the finish line. You've got to go now." My wife gave me a good telling off halfway through the last one that got me to the finish.
Wow. And you won. You won the whole thing. I mean, how gratifying was that for you, and what did it mean for you?
That was really amazing, and I guess for me, I mean, like we started off with, you know, I never was a guy into sport, and I never imagined I could be that guy, and I think it was kind of, it was just so overwhelming at the time, but I look back on it now, and I think it kind of shows you that if you really want to do something, you can do it. You just got to make it a priority, and you got to have good people around you, and you got to train hard for it, and you got to make it happen, but you shouldn't limit yourself. I know that sounds kind of easy to say and a bit sort of preachy, but it's kind of true. I think anyone, if you really have something you want to do, you know, if you really want to commit to it, it shows you can do it.
And
I never was the guy.
That's amazing. And before we let you go, David, what was the recovery like? How long did it take? And
that's a good question. I reckon I did try to run a marathon 4 months later. I really didn't do very well. So I reckon still even 4 months later, I was pretty broken and bruised.
Yeah.
It took me weeks to sort of walk straight. And I would say overall, probably about 6 months until I was pretty much okay and back together again.
Wow. It's an amazing story, and the book is great. Relentless, 7 marathons, 7 continents, 7 days. That is a really extraordinary accomplishment, David. And I thank you for sharing your story with us. I really do.
Hey, it's been really great to talk to you. I really appreciate you having me on. Thank you so very much.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
David Gething, everybody. A veterinarian surgeon from Hong Kong who ran and won the World Marathon Challenge. 7 marathons, 7 days, 168 hours, flying from continent to continent to continent and running marathons. Absolutely crazy. The book is called Relentless. It's a terrific read. We got a link on our Facebook page. All right, we'll take a quick break here. It's Nick DiGilio on WGN.